Hey everyone, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. And this is for people out there who actually are looking for a really good solution to carry their phone around their neck. Now, this could be because of maybe you want to use Aira to be able to describe things in front of you while you walk or help you get somewhere down the street. Or maybe you just want to carry your phone around your neck because you don't have pockets and maybe you're on vacation or something. You want to be able to have your phone handy, but you don't like either have pockets or a fanny pack or anything like that. You just want to carry it around your neck. You could do one or two ways. You could leave it out in front on your chest, or you could tuck it inside your shirt, or you could wear it crossbody. So that's what's great about this lanyard. This is a nylon lanyard that is one long piece of nylon, nice soft rope. It is fairly thick, so it's not going to dig into your neck or anything like that. I think probably the best use for this, what a lot of people are buying this for, is to use with Aira or Be My Eyes or that kind of thing. But the way this works is it is one long piece of nylon cord, and it goes, and you have the loop on it, and then at the top where the two ends meet and cross over, there is a metal piece that these ends run through. And so this little metal piece is a little slide piece that allows you to adjust the nylon lanyard higher or lower on your body. And then at the end of these nylon cord ends is another metal piece on each end, and that is going to keep the nylon cord from pulling back through the metal piece. So the metal piece is a little bit smaller than the actual nylon cord, and so that is what, you know, the friction of the nylon cord and the metal piece, that's what holds it tight when you get it to where you want it. And then the ends are capped by these little metal pieces that keep those ends from pulling back through the metal slide piece. So then at the bottom of the loop, where it actually makes a loop opposite the two ends, you have another metal slide piece that slides up and down on this nylon lanyard. And then at the bottom of that loop, you have a metal clip. And so the way this works is this will come with a adhesive patch that you can either stick to the back of your phone or your phone case. And there is a ring coming from this adhesive patch. So when you apply this adhesive patch to your phone or your phone case, you can apply it so where the ring is sticking up wherever you want it. So if you want to be able to carry your phone on your neck and you want to be able to do it in portrait mode, then you would have the ring going straight up toward, pointing toward the top of your phone, and the patch would stick on right below your camera lens. And if you wanted to have your phone in landscape mode while it's on your chest, then you would stick the patch where on the back of your phone or phone case where the ring actually points to one side or the other on your phone, and you would center the adhesive patch so then when you have it attached to the lanyard, it's going to be in landscape mode with your phone. So there's a couple different ways you can put this on. You can have it where the rings go, the ring goes to one side or the other of the side of your phone, or you could have it where it goes up toward the top of your phone and have it so it hangs basically in portrait mode, or you can have it actually point down toward the bottom of your phone, and then when you carry your phone on your lanyard, it will be upside down. But if you're going to do that, then I recommend another way to actually attach the patch on there. So I'll get to that here in a minute. So let's get back to the nylon lanyard. So the nylon lanyard has one side where the big loop is, there is a metal ring hanging from that. And if your phone case already has a metal ring,
someone was detected at your front door.
On it.
Rewind, 15 seconds, pause, button.
Okay, so let's get back to the lanyard. Like I mentioned, one side of the lanyard or one end of the lanyard is going to have this metal clip. It's a spring clip going to be hanging from it. The other side is going to have the two ends with the metal slide piece. So when this is around your neck, you will have the two ends will be either hanging on your chest, or you can flip them to the back of your neck and you could tuck them down, which is what I recommend. Tuck the two ends down into the back of your shirt, and that way they're not flopping around or hanging out. Also, to raise the lanyard or your phone higher on your chest, you would grab each end of the two ends that are behind your neck, and you're going to pull away from your body. Each end, you're going to pull away. And when you pull away, it's going to raise up the clip on the, and it's in turn will raise up the phone on your chest. And then if you want to lower it, you're going to take the loop part of the lanyard, not the ends, but the loop part, and you're going to pull those away from your body. And that in turn is going to lower the clip down on your chest. So that way you can raise it as high as you want or as low as you want. If I wanted to, I can raise this lanyard all the way up to my neck, where the, or this clip all the way up to my neck. So where my phone is just basically hanging from my neck like a necklace. I don't know who would want to do that, but you could if you wanted to. Or I can lower it all the way to down below my waist. So, you know, again, I don't know who would want to, you know, carry your phone that low, but you could do that. Now, this is also a crossbody lanyard. And so what that means is if you want to carry your phone via crossbody, then it's real simple. You just take one of your arms, run it through the loop. So if I run my left arm through the main loop of the lanyard, then now my nylon lanyard is going to run over my right shoulder. It's going to run across my body, and the phone now will hang below my left arm. So that way I can get it out of the way. It's not hanging on my chest, whatever. And if I wanted to do it on the right side, I would just run my right arm through the loop, run that over my left shoulder across my chest, and now the phone would be hanging down below my right arm. So there's a couple different ways you can carry your phone. And then if you wanted to quickly, you know, get it back on your chest, then just pull your right arm or left arm back through the loop and then take the ends of the lanyard and pull them away from each other and raise the clip up off your on, you know, higher on your chest. And then that way you could use it on your chest. And then when you want to go back to crossbody, just loosen it to make it longer, slide your right or left arm through, and then you're back to crossbody. So cool way to easily go back and forth. And then if you get to your location and you don't want to have this on your chest, you can easily just take this off and just kind of wind it up, put it in your pocket, and it's easy peasy just like that. So the nylon rope is a really nice, thick, soft nylon rope. All of the slide pieces are metal. The clip is a metal spring clip. And that is how you can do it. Now, if your phone case already has a clip or a ring on it, then you could just use this spring clip to clip it onto that. And then you don't necessarily have to put a patch on the back of your phone or your phone case. So let's talk about the patch now. So the patch is an adhesive patch. Now, the other lanyards that we've seen out there, they are very bulky. They have big things that attach to the back of your phone that don't allow you to be able to use your wireless charging or your MagSafe or anything like that. Well, what's great about this patch is that once you have it on the back of your phone or your phone case, you are still able to use wireless charging. So the patch is so thin, it's literally the thickness of like a piece of paper. It's so thin that you can easily lay this on a wireless charge, lay your phone or your phone case on a wireless charging pad, and it will easily charge through the patch. Or you can even use a MagSafe accessory like a wallet or a stand or a battery pack and put it on it, and it will still go through the patch even with the MagSafe thing on there. So that is what I love about this particular lanyard. Now, the patch is super sticky. We have tested it on leather, and we have tested it on hard plastic. I will tell you that I did not have good luck with silicone, so you might want to avoid trying to put this on silicone. And but it should work for most plastic, most glass, and most all leather. And what I would say is, if you are someone that doesn't want to actually take an adhesive patch and stick it to the back of your phone, or maybe your really nice phone case, maybe you just don't want to have this, you know, patch stuck to the back, and, you know, because it's not meant to put on and then take off and put on and take off. It's meant to put on and leave on. So if you are somebody that doesn't want that on the back of your phone or your phone case, there's a couple different suggestions I would have for you. One would be to buy an inexpensive case off of Amazon for $4 or $5 and stick this patch to that. And so when you get ready to go out and you know that you're gonna need to use your lanyard, then you can just easily swap your phone from the nice case that it's in to maybe that inexpensive case that already has the patch on it. Then you can clip it to the lanyard and you're good to go. And then when you get back home, just pop your phone out of the case, put it back in your nicer case, and then you don't have to worry about the patch. So that's one way to do it. If you are somebody that doesn't mind having the patch stuck to the back of your phone or phone case, then by all means, go ahead and attach it, and it will always be on there whenever you need it. But there is actually a third way. If you are someone that has a case that's hard to get on and off, and it's a pain to get on and off, then you might want to either A, put the patch on it and just be okay with it, or you can actually put the patch between the case and the phone, having it come out the bottom charging port. And if you do it that way, you can hang your phone on your chest. It will be upside down, but if you're not needing it for Ira or Be My Eyes, then you could do it this way, and it would still be a great way to carry your phone hands-free on your chest, either crossbody or on your chest, but you don't actually have a patch stuck to it. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to pop your phone out of your case. You're going to want to take the patch and put it against the back in the inside of the case, where it's against the back wall of the case, and you're going to slide the ring out the bottom of the case through the charging port. So mine is a USB-C because it's a 15 Pro, so I can slide the ring out the bottom of the case through the charging port. While it is slid out the bottom and it's all the way down to the bottom edge of the case, I can take my phone, snap it back into the case, and the friction of the phone, or the pressure of the phone holding it, holds the patch in because the phone is smashed up against the back of the case, or the back inside of the case. And so therefore it's holding the patch in place with just the phone going up against the case. And then that way you have this ring coming out the charging port, does not interfere with plugging in a charging cable if you're using a case that has a pretty good size opening. I will tell you, Apple's cases are very, very small. Their openings are very small. So there is not a lot of there's not a lot of extra cutout space. So if you do have the ring coming out the bottom of an Apple case, then you might not be able to get your cable plugged in to it with the ring coming out of it. But if you have a case like mine, which is a Spigen case, or maybe you've got an OtterBox case, usually the openings for the ports are actually pretty big. So I'm able to have the ring coming out of the bottom of my case and still, with my phone in it, still be able to plug in my charging cable, and it doesn't interfere. The ring doesn't interfere with me plugging in my charging cable. So you'll have to make that determination, but I will tell you, I have tried it with the Apple cases and they are very small and they're not going to work very well doing it this way. So if you want to do it this way, you might need to grab an aftermarket case like a Spigen or an ESR or an OtterBox or something where the opening's bigger, and then it should work just fine. But that is a way to actually attach it to your phone without actually sticking the adhesive to your phone. It's still going to hold it in place. It's not going to move anywhere because the phone, the pressure of the phone against the case is holding it in place perfectly still. So those are a couple of different ways. Now, when you attach this to the back of your phone or your phone case, if you do it where the ring goes straight up toward the top of your phone, just know that Aira, and I believe Be My Eyes and those types of services actually only use the top left lens on your camera. So if I'm looking at the back of my iPhone 15 Pro, it has three camera lenses. It has two on the left, one on top of each other, which would be equivalent to like a Braille 1 and a Braille 2 dot. Then it has a lens over to the right between those two left lenses. So you've got kind of a triangle shape. You got two on the left, and then you've got the one lens on the right that is centered between the two on the left. Well, Aira only uses the top left camera lens, and I have confirmed this with them. I have actually called them with my phone. I put my fingers over different lenses, and it was determined that they actually only use the top left lens. So when you put this patch on the back of your phone and stick it to the back of your phone, if it covers up, if the ring going straight up toward the top of your phone covers up a little bit of the right lens, no big deal, because Aira doesn't even use that. So it's not going to cover anything up when you're actually using this to call Aira or those types of services. So just know that is not going to cover it up. But the other thing you could do is you could, because the ring comes out of the middle of the patch, there is a little bit of space on each side of that ring for the patch. So there is, you know, maybe a half inch going from the middle to the sides of each side of the ring. You could slide the adhesive patch over where the ring is actually on the outside of your camera lens and it's not interfering with anything. And you could just take a pair of scissors and you could cut off just the little part of the side of the patch where it actually isn't hanging off the side of your phone. And so at that point, the ring wouldn't be covering any of your camera lens. You would just have the patch stuck on there, and the right side of the patch would just be a little bit hanging off. So take some scissors and just cut a little bit off that side, and then that way it would stick all the way and it would not actually hang off the side of your phone. So that is a way you could do it. But don't worry about covering up that right lens, because it really is not used for anything as far as Aira and those things are concerned. So you can just determine for yourself the best way to attach the adhesive patch to the back of your phone or your phone case. But the great thing is, doesn't interfere with wireless charging and it doesn't interfere with MagSafe. Now, we will include a single adhesive patch in each order. We will also include an alcohol wipe, because before you stick this patch on the back of your phone or your phone case, you do want to clean it off really well with an alcohol wipe. That way you get any oil off of it, any dust and stuff like that, and the patch will stick the best that it can stick. We do have the ability that you can purchase extra patches if you need to, and each order is going to have the patch, the lanyard, and the alcohol wipe. So we have the lanyards in black nylon, which basically black goes with everything, and so we just have black, which is fine for most people. It does have the spring clip on it. You can easily clip that to the ring coming off the top of the patch, and when you do so, it's going to lock in place. And there is no way that that ring will come off of that spring clip. So it's a very good, secure connection with the spring clip and the ring of the patch. But like I said, we do sell extra patches if you need them, but each order will come with one patch, one alcohol wipe, and then the black lanyard. So, all right, guys, so that is our new lanyard. It will go crossbody. It will go on the chest. It will go as high as you want or as low as you want. Down by where the spring clip is, there is another metal slide piece that you can slide up if you like. It can slide up to be kind of like a bolo. Or if you slide it all the way down against the spring clip, then it will kind of lock the spring clip in place and keep it from trying to run up each side of the loop of the lanyard. So I do probably recommend leaving it down against the spring clip, and that way the spring clip's not going to try to move around the nylon lanyard part, loop part of the cord. So, all right, guys, these are awesome. We've sold a lot of these for people that use Ira. We have sold these to Ira. In fact, Ira has bought a bunch of these from us. And these are new in the package. And if you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com. And our website is harboltcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you. We'll catch you next time.